Hello and welcome to our first podcast to recharge your happiness.
I'm Demi Schneider from the fundamentalshift.co. That's .co, not .com.
And I'm Istvan Ezias from Istvan.club.
Istvan.club. You're good at Hungarian accent there. So Istvan, I'm feeling the first question is, before we can recharge it, is happiness actually a choice? Are we kind of just lucky if we're happy?
Yeah, that's a good point, Dami, you put out. Are we just lucky? What is luck anyway? So it's this is something during my years or decade of personal development, I found that there is no luck in our world. It's everything. It's a choice, and this is how it all starts and comes back to the. To our joint venture here is happiness, because happiness is also a choice, and we can mentally make a difference and a choice in our mind that actually it is something that we can choose, either to be happy or just go with the flow and go with the external world of, like, how I put like to phrase this nowadays, it's this high speed of information and everything out there, and we kind of lost. But when we come back to ourselves, then we start to feel, and we can choose that something that we really, really, really want. And if something that comes to us from the external world we don't like, we can have a choice to choose differently. So this is something that I learned over the years, that I can choose. Instead of going with the crowd, with the flow, and this is where our individuality comes to the surface gradually. And I'm a great believer that we all came here with a purpose, with a vision, with a mission kind of thing as kids, and we kind of losing that or lost that along the way. But now it's when we reconnect, and that's why I also like the name of our platform is Recharge. When we reconnect, we're recharging our true self with happy thoughts, happy feelings. And when we have happy thoughts, comes happy feeling, and that comes brings us to happy actions.
So what would you say then, Istvan, for somebody who is in a situation where, oh my goodness me, you know, I've got six children and my husband's just left me, or I am sick, yeah, or I have just lost my job, or my reality is really quite sad or unhappy or even depressing, and I've got a lot of anxiety running, yeah, then how would you approach that?
Well, it's let me give you a metaphor here, which I really like, and I learned that from my mentor back in time, is the art gallery metaphor, which is like we all have our own life, and it's like how we see that is through walking into an art gallery, and like all these pictures on the walls, and we're going there and see them and say, we don't really like that. And this is our life, actually. So it's like, yeah, I've got, like you mentioned, all these issues. And we all have issues in our life. And if you don't like that, it's we cannot say in the art gallery, it's like we cannot go to the guards. It's like, oh, I don't like this painting. I want this to be removed. Right. So instead, we can choose to go to another gallery where we have, the pictures that what we like. So this is the same thing with our life. It's like I cannot, so it's what we have in our life, we cannot change that, but we can go to a different mindset, different feeling, different thinking, so I can choose to be happy. Even if my life is collapsing at the moment seemingly, I can choose to have happy thoughts, and I can see that, like, positively, or see something or visualize things that I really want to, and that brings me towards that kind of direction, and out of depression and out of stress and anxiety and all that thing.
That's awesome. And yeah, actually I would like to add something here, yeah, as well, because in our wonderful brain, our computer that's sitting there right on top of our shoulders there, the most phenomenal thing in the known universe.
Absolutely.
Part of that is wired up Cavemen from our caveman days, where it's wired up to be negative and it's wired up to look at those worst case scenarios and to run anxiety, being on the alert, all these problems, all those things that we've got to face. And it's actually that part of the brain isn't an intellect. So it hasn't got the capacity to kind of come up with solutions and answers. It just keeps us doing what we've done. It keeps us on the alert and it feels very, very miserable. And that's where we end up with anxiety and then ultimately depression. However, just next door in our own head, we've got this wonderful part of our brain that's evolved since we were cavemen 1.7 million years ago. And it's also the part that separates us from animals. And that part of our brain is wired up to be positive and rational and make sense of assessments of things and have all our answers and solutions. And when we're living there, that's when we get to live well and we get to perform well and we get to achieve and we get to produce our feel-good chemicals all the way from serotonin right up to dopamine. I call that part of our brain our palace mind because it's a very splendid place to live. And the other place I call our rat's den mind. So it's like you're living in this big dark den full of rats and spiders and you can't find your way out.
I can visualize what you're just saying. I don't want to be there.
This is the great thing, and this really is the evidence of, for me, is why happiness is a choice. Because who thinks in your mind is then? Who's doing the thinking in your head, listeners? Who's doing the thinking in your head?
This is the only one answer for this is
You
I
are.
do. I do, yes, exactly.
Exactly. So this is the great thing that from that prefrontal cortex right there in the front of your brain, we always have the choice from that conscious part of our mind where we're going to go. And as you've just been saying, we always have the choice then to look at what's wrong and to nurture what's wrong and to allow that to dominate us. And
Absolutely.
we also have the choice then to be able to say, even though it's like this, even though it's this bad, I can still choose to be appreciative of this or grateful for that or acknowledge that this is a positive or use that part of my brain to find my answers and solutions. And then we have to not fall into another trap because this is the whole basis of my fundamental shift then, is where the two biggest mistakes are to focus on the problem and then try to fix the problem. Because when we're doing that, we're just in
We're
this problem space, aren't we? We're just
increasing
breathing.
even more problems. Absolutely.
Absolutely, we're just breathing stress even more. So this is why my whole fundamental shift is, and I know you're very similar minded with all the things that you do, is that when we shift that into that other part of our brain, just by choosing to, and then we are focusing on it, okay, if I had a magic wand and everything was how I want it to be, then what would that look like? And then once we start doing that, that means then that we can go in that direction. And that's what you're
Exactly.
saying, is if you
Yeah,
are
yeah.
gathering, you choose, you do that. Oh, actually, I want to make a different choice here.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
then that leads us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing how you describe the mind, and we have this, two parts of the mind. And one thing I would like to add is, like, from the other perspective, I'm talking about it in my mastermind course about the mind as what we are differentiated from the rest of the animal kingdom is our mind, our brain. And this is, again, it's a choice, because with our thinking we can choose to be something that a zebra cannot choose, for example, to be a lion. It's all its part, all its life is to be a zebra. And for us as humans, we can choose to be happy, choose to be a successful man or a woman, or create something, or just really to be happy. And that's why I love this, to talk about this, because it's really the best way to live our human self, human being, is to think about what we really want. And happiness, I believe, is the core for all of us. Like you said, it's like to stay on that part of the brain instead of the miserable caveman part.
Yeah,
And that's
absolutely.
what evolution, I think, put us to it.
And I'm really feeling here. I'm so looking forward to more
Yes.
podcasts here because I'm feeling that a really important discussion that we could have is then actually what constitutes happiness. Because Generally, people say, "Well, you know, what do you want?" I just want to be happy. You know, as parents, we just want our kids to be happy. When we use this word happy, and yet, actually, what does happiness mean? I mean, for some people, they're in a place where they feel they've never known happiness, and
Absolutely.
other people will hold it onto it for kind of like, "Oh, I've got lots of money, I can be happy." All those little different reasons, aren't there, that people attune happiness to. So, absolutely, I feel that that would be something that would be very helpful for us to discuss. It comes back, I believe, to what you were saying about happiness really needs to start from within, doesn't it? It's got to
It's
start where you,
got to start from within, and to make a decision, like you said, it's because it's all kind of direction, all kind of way it can lead how we experiencing life, you know, what angle this happiness will come to us. But eventually it's an internal thing, it's not an external expression. It's like how we express that, but it has to come from within. So like I said in the art gallery metaphor, it's, you know, what is out there is all out there. And I know it's a bit deep to start with, but it's all happened out there because how we feel, how we think within, and that's you know, the outer world, the gallery is just what we created, you know.
Oh,
So
I'm so on board with that. Well, I'm really
more
looking
will come.
forward to lots of more discussions with you. Absolutely. So, just for then today, we have got then our little conclusion here that happiness is indeed a choice, because it's a choice from whether we give our power to the problem on what's wrong. And we don't want to just fall into the trap of fixing what's wrong, because then we only get relief from that. So it's really about then actually going in that different direction and looking for what it is that we're really choosing, what it is that we're really wanting. And it doesn't matter really how many obstacles there seem to be in the way. So, oh, really, what I want to do is I want to be able to walk again, but I have my leg amputated. Right, what we're really wanting is to be able to accept that our leg's been amputated, isn't it? And then make the best of that situation so we can still paint those pictures forward from that place. So it doesn't matter how bad is, we can still create the best situations for ourselves, but we need to be in that different part of the brain to do so. So that absolutely is one of the conclusions there for why happiness is a choice. And then absolutely your beautiful art gallery analogy there. So do you want to just sum that up for us?
Well, it's just have to wake up. I think it's the first thing is it's really to wake up that what we're thinking is not serving us, it's not serving our happiness, it's not serving our life. So recognizing that it's nothing, that what is out there is wrong, is that what I'm thinking about and how I see that is wrong. Because like I said in that metaphor, is for some people that is actually, you know, that pictures are maybe good, but if it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve my own happiness, then I have the power to choose to go into another place, and choosing happy thoughts, happy feelings, and have a kind of direction in my life, in our life. That's why it becomes a choice and it becomes our reality.
So there we are. Happiness is a choice. So, shall we tell our listeners we've got a lovely gift that they can go and acquire from our website?
Yes, so you can go to rechargeyourhappiness.com and you can get your 10 top tips to recharge your happiness right now. And it's for free.
For free there. So 10 top tips. So that covers all sorts of things just to get that shift happening, really, isn't it? That's what we're wanting to offer here. So just for absolutely for free, go to our website there, www.rechargeyourhappiness.com, and then you'll see there a nice big button that you can just click on. And then the next thing is magically, thanks to the wonders of technology, that 10 top tips will be in your inbox. So there we are. This has been so wonderful, Isman. It's such a joy always to be with you. Really
Thank
fun
you, Dami,
again.
and
And I really look forward to
same
next
from me,
time.
and yes.